What's oh the place?
An acai place.
An acai. Sure, there must be.
Something about it really just hits all the right spots for me.
Acai.
Acai berry.
Well, this is good in the middle of the game of life.
Exactly.
I like it.
Isn't it perfect?
It's perfect. Now
Okay, is
you.
that your Not like, I know it's weird, but it's gonna pick you up, and I'm gonna take
Okay.
these out. But I just wanted to test.
So embarrassing.
No, it'd be fine. Welcome to the move.
Oh, thank you.
We are sitting here in front of the game of life. It's all a game. I kind of like having these earphones in, though.
You look so official.
Yeah.
I
Is it
like it.
good?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. It gives you more of a, okay, like I'm the
Makes me feel
boss.
like, yeah.
I'm the boss, I'm the boss, I'm the boss. I'll go this way. Okay, I'm putting it, my headphones in because I have to. At first, I was just doing a sound check, but I'm gonna leave my headphones in and we can hear. I feel like I need a pillow here. No, it's good.
Can I get you a pillow?
No, it's good. What color do you want for the poppers? These are like
What is that
the
to?
styrofoam things that go on.
This is just us practicing. Nobody's listening to how boring this
Everybody's
is.
listening. They've been listening from
Oh, the
since
minute
your
we started?
acai.
Oh, gee. You heard about my acai? Well, I like
So there's
orange.
I'm offering Barrett McIntyre, my wife, by the way, and that's my wife.
Hello.
It's the styrofoam things you put on microphones. It's kind of old school, but instead of
Okay,
so you
I'm
don't
gonna go
pop,
with orange.
you're going with orange. All
Orange.
right, cool. I'm gonna go
Can I
with
just put it on here?
red. Keep going with red.
Orange
Yeah,
and
can
red.
you hear it? Yeah, go ahead.
All
Yeah,
right, there we
that's
go.
there it is. And
Boom.
now I'm gonna put mine on.
My kids say orange.
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 Yeah, our kids say orange.
I say
Hold on.
orange. Reese told me
I
he
say
doesn't want to
orange.
move because he doesn't want to say orange.
Oh my gosh, they don't say orange. And I'm gonna pull this in, and
In
then you have to come
California.
a little bit closer.
And you have a cherry red.
Cherry. Yeah, our kids say that.
So
That's
weird.
funny. Yeah, so this is the second podcast. You didn't listen to the first one because you're very busy. No, I'm kidding.
He
It's
didn't tell
okay.
me about it. I didn't know it went on. Then I felt a little offended that I didn't know.
Well, you
And then
know.
I didn't do it. And then I said, I'm not gonna listen.
Yeah, just to be
I'm gonna come in fresh. I
fresh.
don't know what I'm up to. I don't know what
It's
it's all
okay.
about.
Yeah, I don't either. So I kept it simple. I wouldn't say low expectations, but reasonable expectations. As I've said before, just to share without having to share on social media, which is just a little too constricting for me. So, yeah, I just kind of, I don't know, set it off last week. And so this week it's about the move, and it's obviously like this was inspired mostly, or yeah, by the fact that we're moving to New York.
Can't believe
Oh my
it.
God.
We're so excited.
Yeah. And I mean, you basically grew up there.
I grew up there. I was born in New York and then we moved away, as you
Upstate,
know,
right?
to upstate New York and then
Mount Kisco.
went to Texas and then went to Connecticut
Yeah,
and then came
hold
back.
on. We got a format here. I'm trying to tell, get to the time. I don't want you to rush through
But
all
you
your
said I grew
moves.
up in New York. I did, but we
Yeah.
moved back when I was 10, and I
Yeah.
feel most connected
Right.
as that's where I'm from. I feel like that's where I'm from.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I don't I'm still learning like on the spot here as far as like, well, what's the format of the show? I did think, look at Dunky's walking around. Dunky's
Duncan's gonna
excited.
love it.
Duncan's our dog, and he's a little Yorkie, and he's getting a little old though.
No, he's not. He's
He's
great. He's
are you gonna
great.
go get him? He's peeing
Oh,
anywhere he
yeah.
likes in his old age.
He does.
He's 12 years old.
But he's doing
times
great.
Seven.
He's got tons of time. He's a
so
little
So he's 84 years old.
He's perfect.
And he's the best. He loves his mama. And he loves me too, finally, because I don't attack him like our kids do. Right, Tunky? Ah, you're good. But like, he doesn't just pee on the floor.
Honey, people like, are listening to us.
He walks up and like right in front of me peed on the door jamb like it was a hydrant.
Don't say anything bad about
Sorry,
our dog.
Sorry, Duncan. No other dogs are listening. Well, maybe.
So
there might be a bunch of dogs like in cars listening right now. So sorry about that. I won't share too much about that. He's looking at me like, what are you talking about? But he's okay. I think we need a pee pad in New York.
Okay. What give me the questions.
This podcast is called The Pee, not The Move. So let's start. So do you remember what was your first well, you don't have to remember necessarily, but like what was your first move? You were born
I was born in New York, in upstate New York, in Mount Kisco. And then
which is next to is that close to the town that you're Sherman. No, that's Connecticut.
That's Connecticut.
See, I don't know anything.
And we lived there, which I do not remember because I was a tiny baby. And then moved to Dallas, Texas.
Well, how old were you?
I was like
one, right?
A Those year pictures? And a half, maybe, you know? And
a lot of pool pictures from Texas. A
lot of pool pictures. And I remember, well, you know, it's funny when you try to remember when you're that little. Like, do I remember or yeah. do I remember from pictures and being told about it? But I do have this distinct, like, feeling that I loved it. I loved it there. And I remember I was sad to leave.
Mm.
And I was like 3.5 or 4, but I always have this feeling like I have this really fond memory of it.
Wow.
My mom says she knew he had to move when I said, Mama, put it in a sack. Oh, and she said, I don't know. My yeah. mom's a New Yorker That's through and through.
Yeah.
And that for her was, that was too much.
Oh my goodness.
And then we moved to Connecticut, to a town called Sherman. And my grandparents, my mom's parents were there, and we lived really close to them, and it was amazing.
Mm.
We loved that.
You did a lot of stuff with your grandparents.
And we did a lot of stuff with our grandparents.
They were like sort of newly retired but young, and you guys did a lot of stuff. Like
yeah, that. Yeah, it was cool, and I remember we moved to this awesome house, and, you know, there was all this place
but what
to
is
stay
the,
outside. Now,
what was this house? Because I heard this was this... What kind of house was it?
It was a big, beautiful... Like, it almost looked like Tara, you know? It was this big white house with these giant pillars, and there was like... You know, 4 fields, and there was Jeez. Barns. It was
you had
wild.
Barns, not
barns,
one barn.
Yes, we
wow.
did. But it was like my parents said it's like the money pit. It yeah. was like one of those places that kept needing to be, you yeah. know, redone and redone and redone. And eventually, yeah. we ended up leaving there.
But you
but
were there
amazing.
from age like 3.5 to like.
I think I was like 4.
Is that where you had the trapeze?
No, that was we moved to another house because this house ended up being like
yeah,
again.
I know because I had a and we had it when we were married too, but built in 1730.
Right.
And even in a good case, it's huge upkeep because you want to keep it like true to form and try to keep it in the you know. You don't want to put, you know, vinyl siding on a 300-year-old house. So there's a lot of,
right,
you know,
exactly. Yeah, and I think they just... So we ended up moving to a brand new house in the same town, not too far away. Again, I remember being, like, sad to leave that house. But we loved our new house. And, you know, there was always, like... It was funny because we always had this, like, amazing room to, like, run around and play. But it was my sister and I, and we... I think played outside like 4 times.
Yeah. In all this
we were,
land
we
and
were
space.
Like Barbie girls. We played with Barbies yeah. in our room. And then eventually in that new house, I had this crazy trapeze over a waterbed.
You convinced, I mean,
this is, but
this is why, and they created a monster because
now
you know, I would not allow that. But I mean, you're an amazing mom, but the things you do for your kids, and it makes sense because your parents gave you a trapeze over a waterbed,
which Griffin, by the way, is really not feeling good about. Like,
he's horrified that he doesn't have that.
Like,
right? Yeah.
My life is such a bummer.
Yeah.
Because I have a twin bed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Crazy.
He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they make waterbeds anymore.
They're pretty dangerous. Like,
is that what it is?
People like, yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, your shoulders get dislocated. It's the worst.
Yeah.
So you had a waterbed.
I had a waterbed. I remember
at like 8 or 9.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I loved Connecticut. We went to this school that I loved and my sister hated, but I loved it. And you know, we were happy. Yeah. It was good. But we ended up starting to go into Manhattan for dance class. Mm-hmm. I would go and take tap.
You stay there. I just wanted to bring it in a little bit.
My mom would drive us in. It was about an hour, maybe a little more actually, hour and 15 minutes. My sister would go to ballet. My sister started going to School of American Ballet, and I would go to tap on, it was basically 42nd Street. With this guy.
Second Street.
You can hear the tapping. You just don't want to hear me sing the song. And it was amazing, but we spent, you know, a ton of time kind of driving back and forth. But it was awesome. Sometimes, you know, I'd stay with my grandmother if my sister was going.
Your dad's mom.
Gigi, yeah.
No. Okay, your
mom's.
No,
my mom's.
She'd
mom.
Stay. Oh, if they went in, you'd
if
stay
they went
overnight.
In, we'd stay with them,
right?
And it was cool.
And your dad's parents were from New York too.
They're from New York, right?
Yeah, which is about 45 minutes.
Yeah,
north
it's
of the
even
city.
Closer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool. So, So, and then you were spending so much time in Manhattan, so you...
We were spending so much time in Manhattan, which I think, in a lot of ways, was just exciting for my sister and I, you know, and we felt, like, really inspired by it, and it was cool. It was never, like, it was not the reason that we ended up moving back there, but I think it was definitely the reason why we were... really excited about it and comfortable there. When we came back from camp, I had just turned 10. I was going into fifth grade. Fifth grade, just like Griff. We came back from camp. We would go for 8 weeks, and we came back, and our parents gave us this box, and it was a present, and we opened it up, and inside the box was a key to our new apartment in Manhattan, and we were moving. And the reason was because my dad's office was going to open an office. They were in upstate New York. They were going to open in Manhattan, and that's why we moved.
Wow.
They didn't end up staying there, so that was a whole longer story. But that was the reason that we moved, and we were beyond excited.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And that first apartment was, you said, in the 90s?
Yeah, 96th and Broadway.
Wow.
96th and Broadway, and we were like on the millionth floor. I think it was like 45 or something. It was crazy.
Up there. So
we
look
were up
out
there.
And you see the whole city.
And we would
was
see
it downtown
the whole city.
Or looking east or west?
We looked southwest.
Southwest. So towards the Hudson.
Yep. We could see the Hudson and we could see all the way downtown. And we had this little terrace where you could go out.
No.
And it was like, you know, it was windy. It'd be like,
it scary.
It'd be scary almost. You know, you'd get
that nauseous
feeling when you look down.
Yeah. Like,
It was so cool though, and so different. And obviously, you know, we went from a house with, you know, a ton of space to run around to, you know, a two bedroom apartment. My sister and I shared a room. but it was cozy and
yeah,
you know, tiny, you know, those New York kitchens, small kitchen, yeah, two bedrooms, you know, living room, whatever. It was, it didn't, again, we never played outside anyways, so it didn't bother us. Oh, and we were fortunate enough to still have, we kept our house. And wow, we would go on the weekends sometimes. So that was really, wow, really nice.
Wow. That's wild. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm finding out about all this too as well.
We don't talk. We don't talk.
No, we talk about our kids. That's what we talk about. We talk a lot about our kids, yeah, honey. Okay.
We're just so present. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
It all floats back
Barrett's
to me.
Barrett's present in her kids' lives. No, I give Barrett a hard time. It's, I'm like, true, just love me half as much as you love our kids. And I just whine sometimes, which is ridiculous because somehow you do it all. But
I'm going to let him go on that one.
So that's amazing. So you get a key with the box, and that's so...
It was so wild.
You have one hand on your chest. Ginger has two.
My sister. My sister is...
Barrett clutches the pearls with one hand. Barrett, I mean, and Ginger always two.
It's, two.
And Ginger, by the way, is...
My sister.
The sun, the moon, and the stars. And
she is. And she's 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
And...
I'll have, gosh, to get her on the podcast one of these days to get her,
oh yeah,
her be take, because awesome, she's gonna,
she'll actually remember,
she'll remember everything more so. But you're,
it's, I'm actually
back,
remembering stuff.
You just, I need had a microphone. You want, you needed it to be official. What am I telling anybody?
Right.
Yeah. But now,
wasted time.
Yeah. Now it's not a waste of time. So, and then you stay there.
We stayed there on 96th Street. This is where I would need my sister right, for the details.
Gets a little dark.
But we were there.
Gets a little
things
dark.
Things changed in our lives not too far from this time. But I think we were in that apartment for, you know, a year and a half, mm-hmm, 2 years at the most.
Yeah.
I do think it was like a year and a half because we ended up moving then to 64th and Broadway, yeah, which...
Right by Lincoln Center.
Right across from Lincoln Center, and like the most incredible place to live and, wow, grow up. But 96 was cool, and I remember, like, you know, taking the bus to school one day. I had to go by myself on like the city bus. Mm. And we went to a school when we first moved there that we ended up switching schools. But
it
was
to,
up on
was
like
that
100.
The fame,
no,
that was later.
It was later. I did a lot of moving around. It's interesting that I'm so concerned about, you know, moving
kids,
our kids,
thinking they're not going to be able to swing it.
When I think back about all the moving that we did,
yeah,
and changing schools, which is
seems
I would
so
say
traumatic. Yeah, that's like
as far as the move, the most the
right,
the thing that's got me the most worked up.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting when I think about all the different schools that I went to, and it worked out. But we went to this school, and it was like on 110th, and I had to go on the bus from like 96th to,
oh,
110th,
wow,
and I was 10 years old, and I went by myself, and,
wow,
I was like, acted like I was fine, you know, but I was scared to death. but obviously, my mother wouldn't have sent me if it wasn't fine.
Right.
But I did it, and it was so cool. And from then, yeah, on, then you're fine. You just got to do it the one time.
Right. I took the bus when I was 8 to the Dedham Mall. That was pretty Dedham Mall, yeah, from Jamaica Plain.
That's
was...
crazy.
No, that's not crazy. I think I was maybe 9. I could have been 8, though. But
what were you doing?
That was like, you know...
Joe's memory
a walk
is
in the
amazing.
Park next to your... Next to you getting the bus at 10, you know, going
I
up to 110th
so.
Street.
Yeah, it was wild. Especially at the time, it was different up there. I remember being like, yeah, oh my gosh, walking around and just seeing stuff you'd never seen before.
That's
I
awesome.
Think that's going to be so cool for our family,
yeah,
too.
Well, I'm such of... a, I mean, you know, as kids, you never want to, I mean, as parents, you don't want to jinx it in any, whatever, you know, knock on wood, pinch, whatever. But it's like, you know, I used to walk to school when I was 6 years old, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd walk from my house and I'd walk to the bus stop and I'd get on the bus and I'd meet kids there to get on the bus. But like, you don't if you saw like a 6 or 7 year old kid walking by himself on the street, you'd call social services.
You would.
It's crazy. And it's just because I think we hear about it. If something happens bad in Nebraska, the whole world hears about it. You know what I mean? You know, when we were growing up, you didn't hear about that stuff. So I just think it adds to the fear. I don't think more people or kids are getting abducted or bad. More bad things are happening. It's just that we're hearing about it.
Sadly, I do think actually more bad things are happening in the world now in a very immediate way. Whether that means kidnapping or not, I think there's more situations where you need your kids to be supported because you just don't know.
Physically, well, when you say bad things in the world, I'm thinking in the world in general, like the big.
That's right. It's scary.
But that doesn't trickle down to your kid can't get on the bus. Our six-year-old is not getting on the bus by herself. But why do you put, it's like, why didn't you put your 10-year-old on the bus to go to school? Because ISIS, you know, lost Mosul. You know what I mean? I don't think that's why. That doesn't, as much as I worry about
that doesn't trickle down. I just think we have to be more aware.
I think everybody's aware. But so, you know, I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But yeah, maybe not 10, but I'd like to think that my 13-year-old can.
Oh my gosh, no, he's 12-year-old, yeah,
can walk to school.
No, they,
8 blocks.
100%.
Yeah, so that's
one of the most appealing things about moving.
Griffin is determined to walk to school. He's just determined.
He's walking. He's going.
It's also, you know, I think he just thinks this one particular school that's close is a good fit for him.
Yeah, I do
so
too.
We'll see what happens. So then you moved down to Lincoln Center. In the meantime, the parents Splitsville,
and then we were at Lincoln Center for a little while before my parents ended up separating and then getting divorced. Yeah. I don't remember a lot from around that
time.
But
that's when it gets dark because it was a bummer.
I literally don't remember.
Yeah, and you started just like, you know.
I mean, over the years, I find now like even it's opened up a little bit.
Sure.
Where I'm like, oh, yeah. Like even being able to go, oh, I was 10 when I moved to New York. And like, it's wild how it just did kind of black out for a while. It was hard. And my dad ended up staying then in Connecticut, in our house in Connecticut, when they were separated and then divorced as well. And he was there for a long time. He's still in the same town.
Was his move.
Well,
I don't mean his move is called whatever that is. I mean, I'm segueing because we don't have to dive into that.
Exactly.
Yeah. But so, and then basically, you know, talking about coming of age, I mean, we all grow up in different ways. I mean, we never stop growing up, but like you grew up in Lincoln Center, basically.
My school that I went to from pretty much like seventh grade to through high school. I left for a second, and like you said, I went to the performing arts school, LaGuardia.
LaGuardia.
For like
the fame school.
3 months.
And it wasn't like the TV show.
The acting was amazing there for me academically.
You said the artistic stuff was amazing, but scholastically.
For me, it was just not right. So I ended up going back to the school where I originally was, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But it was on the school I went to. It was on 60th in Columbus. So we would walk again. I mean, that experience of like walking to school every day and seeing people and the different things that happen in the city.
It's amazing.
You know, you go in your deli and you know people and you meet your friends. Oh. And it was just like the greatest place to live. And just kind of be a person.
I can't believe we're going to be there. It's crazy.
I can't believe it either.
I get emotional. It's wild. So So yeah, you go to, I mean, you could go on and, I mean, talk about, go on and on and on about New York and just that time and growing up there. And then you, well, we could go to, so you go to college. I mean, that's a,
I go to college, yeah. Which I went to Princeton, which was not far from New York.
Fancy pants over here.
So I still kind of like.
So you went to college for both of us. Like we kind of equal.
We I doubled down. Colleges. I doubled down.
Yeah. Can we split your diploma? And sure. I just went to, you know,
no
two
problem.
Community college. No, two really good colleges. Now,
So I did that, it was close by. Yeah. So I was able to still feel like I would come back on the weekends,
right.
You know, not every weekend, but like, you know, you'd be able to come back and still feel connected to mm-hmm. where. So I didn't feel that wasn't really a move for me.
No, right, exactly.
You know, I still
Speaking
felt.
Speaking of, but, and it's kind of in family lore, but like the first time you drove was from Manhattan
to Princeton.
Princeton.
Not a natural driver.
No, I was, not a natural driver.
Still
super
do my best.
Safe, I guess.
I'm really.
I'm the guy with a bad record. You don't.
He's
have
overly it. Confident.
Well, you're getting some.
No, I just
a
got
few
the
things
one
coming in the mail. Oh, what you do here, honey? Yeah, you didn't see that stop
like
sign.
It was a toll road. I went on a toll road. They, yeah. Now they just take a picture of your
you.
Thing.
Yeah, that's
it's like
weird.
You don't even know the yeah. Waze sent me there. But I did, I didn't know how to drive, and
the
actually...
The Waze. I like how you call it the Waze. Not Waze, but the Waze.
It needs a the, because
but that's
it's so amazing.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. But that's a big drive for anybody who doesn't know. I mean, any drive, any first drive, but to get through Manhattan and then get either under a bridge, I mean, in a tunnel or over a bridge and through and down the... Jersey Turnpike is...
But by the way, I was like in my junior year of college.
Oh, wow.
When I did that, because
okay.
I didn't have a driver's license until then. I didn't know how to drive because
wow.
we lived in
you
the city.
Yeah.
And why would I know how to drive? And I'm a kind of, I don't know, I'm like on a need to know, you
right.
know? So like,
right.
I feel like my kids do pay attention to when I'm driving. Like they get that, like they know where you press on the gas and like
yeah.
how you turn the wheel. Like I know it sounds great. I didn't even pay attention
right.
at all. It never occurred to me to ask about, you know, putting it in park. Like how do you, you know, any of that stuff I didn't pay attention to at all. And we didn't spend a ton of time in the car anyway.
Yeah. That's another reason
was,
why we're moving.
It was like, they gave me the driver's license, but I remember I went out with my mom like after the first time and I like didn't know, I really did not know what I was doing, but I just somehow bravely decided I was going to drive
yeah.
to Princeton.
With pluck.
And it was nothing short of
miraculous.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Was it horrifying or kind of fun? Thrilling? Or you just did it? Wasn't that important? Everybody else talked about it. But
yeah.
I got there.
I
yeah.
got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I yeah. got there.
With no GPS. How did we do it? Oh, my God.
Amazing.
So what are the... Let's see. Tell me three things you'll miss about L.A.
Our house mm-hmm. and backyard.
Yeah. We just got turf, by the way. We finally got turf this year because our grass was a mess. And I'm telling you, the turf is
I went
money,
in the wrong order.
Well
I went in the wrong order.
Okay.
The first thing I should have said was my sister.
Yeah. Okay.
And her kiddos.
Yeah.
And, you know, her husband,
her
of
family.
Course.
Yeah,
her
the,
family.
Yeah. The
that's
extended family.
That's
yeah.
really, that's really
yeah, that's
at the heart of like on a day-to-day basis what
right.
I'm gonna feel and not that my
right.
sister and I see each other every day, but there is that feeling of family
and you'll never
being
even
close.
Yeah, I mean words can't express like
so
how you're gonna, you know,
that's
go
number
that.
One.
Yeah,
number two is you know, the house obviously and the backyard and you said three. Yeah. You know, friends. I like to say friends. But actually, I would say Debbie Allen Dance Academy. And this amazing place where my kids take music.
Give a shout out.
At B Music. Yeah. And actually, it makes me teary because of...
Yeah. yeah, I mean... There's... There's only one Debbie Allen, that's for sure. And the Debbie Allen Dance Academy in Baldwin Hills is just, yeah, I could go on about that place too, because I was lucky enough to grow up, especially with New Kids, but you know, I was a white kid in a black neighborhood, mm-hmm. and in the arts community, in a black arts community, and was nothing but loved and cared for and celebrated, and to see that my kids could experience that same culture and love and celebration is just it really meant the world to me. And I don't know what we would have found anything close to that to I can't imagine. I don't want to imagine our lives here without that experience of the last 5-6 years. And so I'm really glad you brought that up. And yeah, Brendan and B Music is something a lot newer, but just bands and
music, really special,
and just a warm
place.
Environment. It's really awesome. So thanks for bringing that up. What are the things... this is hard probably to get into three, but what are the three things you're most excited about for New York?
Oh, freedom. Freedom.
we're like crying here.
This is
getting,
I know,
like,
this
really
is bad.
Sappy.
Do we get to pause it and get it together?
No.
And by that I mean being able to walk out your door and just find your way every day and kind of figure it out. There's a lot of planning living here in LA. With the driving, it's very spread out. And you know, it, for me, it's not a natural way to be. And I do feel that being where you're from is freeing. Mm. It makes me feel more, able to just connect and be my, be the way I know how to be,
yeah,
just naturally.
Yeah, it's just the soil. It's just the earth. It's, I mean, we are lucky enough to have a place close to Boston, so I know that feeling. I mean, a lot of emotions come up, but like, just knowing, it's what people have been talking about forever. You know what I mean? And there's only one home, and I'm lucky that, like, for LA, I've always felt it's home. Like, I didn't feel like I was visiting. I didn't feel like an outsider here. It's been so great in so many ways. But you know, it's in your DNA. It's in your DNA. Like, your New York is in your DNA.
I mean, it's wild. We're moving back. My grandparents grew up within, you know, 5 blocks of where we grew up and know every little and kind of coincidentally where we ended up deciding to be. And it's wild to know, like, when you connect with somewhere, it can be just so much a part of, like, you know, everything about where you can. Yeah, it's wild.
It's wild.
So for me, I think, you know, I'm just excited to feel more easy. which is weird because everyone's like, it's going to be so hard York's hard. But for me, it feels natural.
Yeah, it's a different kind of schlep, you know what I mean? And at least...
I'm a natural born schlepper.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as a New Yorker, you gotta love to schlep, you know? Yeah, it's a different thing. As I said, I'm ready for new issues. So I'm sure I'll have, and getting three kids around and
this
is all over the place.
I don't know how
we're really trying. I think you could also put it out there and say, you know what, we want to live our lives
in this neighborhood.
You know what I mean? And it can be done, and stuff happens, and we'll see what happens with schools and all that stuff. But I think it's possible. I mean, you know, it's the attempting to keep it simple, you know what I mean, is it has its benefits. And so
that's
freedom,
my one.
Geez,
yeah,
I mean,
that's my one.
That's a big one. I mean, I don't, yeah, after that. But
two would be just walking to dinner with you.
Yeah, right.
Like,
that's crazy.
You know, and just seeing stuff. I think it's just everything that just happens around you is inspiring and exciting, and I'm ready to just take it in.
Yeah. And three is everything else, right?
Three is everything else. I mean, you know, the people and the shows and the Yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously, LA has an amazing culture and is growing as a arts community, you know, particularly in, you know, for me, it's like dance and musical theater and all that are my kind of, and it is happening here, but I want to be there. Right. I want to do that and see that. It's passion for me to be an audience member.
Yeah. Big time. That's great. I mean, I was going to say, I hate to, that's like the, you know, probably should end with that. I was thinking, you know, maybe three things you're afraid of. You know what I mean? Yeah. I it don't have to be big fears or whatever. It's like, you know, for me,
I'm afraid that our kids don't know how to cross the street.
Yeah, amen.
In a safe way. I mean,
so bad.
Griffin's fine. I mean, he might be too busy looking at somebody's Yeezys, but
yeah, exactly. He's such a looky,
you know.
Though, which is,
so
he gets
I think about that, but he's on it. I am afraid.
Yeah.
That, you know, we don't walk in LA. The craziest place we walk is like the Grove. And like, we might as well have raised them on a farm. Like, we get to New York and it's like, and they've spent some time there. And I've seen improvement, but I'm afraid.
I go heavy in on that one because I can get kooky.
Joe's the tough, the tough guy.
Yeah, I'm the tough guy. And I'm like, you know, no, you got to understand and this and that. We were playing with another family we saw recently, your friend, and they have kids. And so they have that rule that, you know, if you run up to the next street or the next cross you run to the edge of the building, not to the curb, you know, which is, you know, important.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, they're going to learn, but there's no room for mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
So
you don't want to learn on the job. Yeah.
Typically, you know, when you're learning something, you get room for error, and that freaks me out a little bit. But I think and I hope that they'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I mean, the obvious is like, we get busy kids. You know, how am I going to get them everywhere?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really like having help particularly. Mm-hmm. So as much as I loathe my car, I pack it in and you drop off.
I mean,
the miles I put on is ridiculous, but you know, you bring the stuff and you put it in there and you know, how's that going to look? And that's more, I don't know if that's scary or if it's more.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
that's
more,
what I mean. Yeah.
It's more anxious. I'm more anxious to know how that's going to work out.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
And then three. Well, we're leaving this beautiful life. You know, we're leaving this beautiful life. Yeah. And I'm not like scared that it's a wrong decision.
Right.
I think, you know, it's an amazing adventure and it's going to provide many gifts, but you know, it's still just generally scary. You know, it's not like we're like, this is terrible. Get us out of here. Right. You know, it's amazing, amazing place to live. And you think, oh, I hope we're doing the right thing. And there's no right or wrong, but so it's not just me and you.
Yeah, right. I know. For sure. No, I have some guilt come up, but the guilt has kind of gone away. I mean, with the just as we walk along the journey with the kids.
And Duncan, you know, Duncan.
And Dunky do. He's Duncan. Saying, what are you He's talking excited. About? He doesn't know. He's like, you he guys knows. Are talking. I've never seen you talk this much.
He's crazy.
Since you had kids.
That's not true. He always says that.
What's that?
You always say that. It's just a thing.
What?
It's not true.
No, that we don't talk?
We
you
talk
started
all the time.
By saying that. I'll roll the tape. I'll check the
he
tape.
He doesn't know.
By the way,
he
I should
know.
Make sure we're rolling here. Well, that's
God.
Cool. What else? It's good to we're excited, obviously. We're very lucky to be able to make this kind of a move, and we'll see what happens. Change is good. Thank you for sharing all that, honey.
Thanks for asking me.
It was really beautiful. Like I learned some stuff I didn't know. I love the key in the box, you know. That's really special, and you know, you got the key to the city.
Key to the city.
Wow.
It's the best.
At 10, and now Griffin's going to get
it
the
key. It is
to
wild.
The
and you think, like, how did that happen at the same age?
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
That's wild.
So cool.
Will you come back to the move? Will
I'll
you,
come back.
Can we
if
check
you,
in?
Sure, I'll come back.
Awesome.
With my orange,
microphone. Mic pad.
I loved it. This is nice.
Awesome. Thank you. We loved having you, and I love you.
I love you too.
I'm Joey McIntyre, and that was The Move. Thanks, Duncan.